There's an electronic recycling event happening tomorrow in the Buffalo area. Adam Schein, Vice President of Sun King, one of our partners working with us on this event, is joining me live this morning. Hi, Adam.
Hey, good morning, Susan. How are you?
Great. Thanks for the time. So this electronic recycling event, these don't happen all that often.
No, we typically hold about 15 to 20 a year, and it's a major undertaking, as you can imagine. We have lots of employees that come out and many trucks that we have on site at these events. So they take a while to plan and to market properly and to make sure you get the word out. So we, like I said, we do about 15 to 20 a year.
Okay. To me, it didn't even seem like that many, but these are something that would appeal to both someone at home and someone at the office too, right? I mean, you really can collect a lot of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should probably note that the 15 to 20 I quoted are not just in Buffalo. Those are throughout New York State for us. So as it relates to the Buffalo events, we actually had our largest one in Buffalo this year. We partnered with Michael Rasenhofer, and we collected 18 tractor-trailer loads of electronics one afternoon. It was also at the Eastern Hills Mall, just like our event with Entercom this weekend. And we had people come out in droves. And it's a major undertaking, but it's a great way for people to get rid of their old electronics and make sure that they're recycled properly.
Right. And, you know, that's the big fear for a lot of people. They hang on to the stuff because, you know, they want to make sure it doesn't go into the wrong hands. Can you guarantee it's a safe disposal?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are two certifications in the electronics recycling industry, one being R2, which stands for Responsible Recycling, and the other being E-Stewards. You are not required to be certified to one of those. However, any company that is going to make sure they're properly handling your data and equipment the right way would make the investment, I should say, in being certified to one of those standards. Sun King is R2 certified, so every year we get audited by outside third-party registrars to make sure that we are handling data properly, to make sure that we are not exporting to third-world countries. So you could go to Sun King's website, certainly, to find out more information. But, yes, we are absolutely handling. You don't have to worry about your data. We're destroying any data on any hard drive containing devices. We are properly either dismantling or shredding the electronics.
Okay. You know, people hang on to this stuff often because they fear that there's personal information on these devices, and, you know, they just don't want to get rid of it. But should they do anything with these things before they bring it tomorrow?
They don't need to. Sometimes people drill holes in hard drives, as an example, before they give them to us. The reality is that while you're drilling a hole and you can destroy data on that hard drive in that specific spot that you drilled the hole, you're not getting all the data on there. So what we're doing is actually either wiping the drive to a Department of Defense standard. It's a seven-time wipe, so it's wiping the data over seven times, or we're shredding through. We have a shredder that will actually turn it into about one inch pieces, and it'll be totally destroyed at that point.
Okay. What kinds of things are you collecting? What should people know?
Yeah, so one thing I want to point out is at this event in particular, we are not taking tube televisions. We do oftentimes at our events. This one we are not, just due to the time of year, but there will be other events that people can bring those out to. But for what we are taking at this event, it's computers, flat-screen monitors, flat-screen televisions, speakers, webcams, cable boxes, DVD players, any computer peripherals, printers, speakers, scanners, cell phones, tablets. Really, typically we say anything with a cord or a circuit board we will take.
Okay, a lot there to think about. And when and where tomorrow?
Yeah, so thanks for asking. It's 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Eastern Hills Mall. And people are encouraged to enter through the Sheridan Drive entrance. So it's going to sort of be on the side. We're going to bring people in through Sheridan Drive, and then they'll weave through some lines. Hopefully we'll keep things moving. We've done this many times, and traditionally people get through in, 5 to 10 minutes. And certainly want to thank Entercom for their support, VoIP Supply, who's another partner, Sangoma Technologies in the Eastern Hills Mall.
All right, terrific. And again, it's drive-through service too, if possible, right?
That's correct, yeah. We actually encourage people not to even get out of their car because we want to keep the line moving. So traditionally, they'll come in through an entrance. They'll split into 4 or 6 lanes. We'll have people at each lane. We'll ask them to pop their trunk, or if it's in the back seat, we'll open the door. Carefully, of course, take out the electronics, shut the door, shut the trunk, and send them on their way.
Hey, that's great, great service. All right, 9 to noon tomorrow. Hey, Adam, thank you so much. Hope it's a great day.
And I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Sure. Adam Schein is vice president of Sun King. This is happening tomorrow. It's an Entercom electronics recycling event with our partners VoIP Supply, Sangoma Technologies, and Sun King. 9 to noon, Eastern Hills Mall. Enter through the Sheridan Drive entrance.